Zakta Mishnah Vaitrim is Sechtes Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Hamechem, if you have a kettle, Shepino, that was removed, it's still hot, but it's no longer on the fire. Despite that, Lo Yitin Letaicha, you can't pour in Tzayne, cold water. That means you can't put in a little bit of cold water, because a little bit of cold water is going to get hot, it's going to cook. So layitin l'taycha, you can't pour in tzayne, the amount of cold water, where it's only little, b'shvil sheyichamu, because you want to heat it up. Avol noisnu l'taycha, but you can pour in a lot of cold water, because if you pour a lot of cold water into the pot, so the water is not going to cook up, just the opposite. The pot is going to get cooler. Oy l'taycha kais. Or let's say you poured it first from the kettle into a kais, then you can pour water into the kais. As long as kidei lehafshiran, as long as the purpose is to make it lukewarm, but you're not doing it in such a way where the water is going to cook. Lehafshiran means to make it lukewarm. You know what a pshara is? Your Rebbe ever say to you, your father ever say to you when you were arguing with your brother, listen, make a pshara, make a compromise. The word pshara means a little bit, we're going to meet halfway, it's not hot, it's not cold. Zakta Mishnah Vayter ha'ilfis, if you have a sealed pot, vakadei or an ordinary pot, shehaviran, that was removed from the fire, mirotachin, while it was boiling, lo yiten letoichan tevolin, you can't add spices to it. Avol noisnu letoicha ka'ara, but if you first pour it from the pot into a plate, or letoicha tamchu, a tamchu is a larger kind of a plate that was used as a kind of a serving plate, you would pour it from there into another plate. So once it's no longer in the original pot that it was cooked in, you can add the spices. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lakoil hu naisen. You can add spices to anything, because the spices won't cook. Chutz, with exception, midover sheyesh by chaimetz v'tzir. If you have something that contains vinegar, chaimetz is vinegar, and tzir is like fish sauce or fish brine. That's very sharp. And therefore, when you put in the spices, it's going to cook the spices. So unless it has chaimetz tzir, according to the Yehuda, you can put the spices directly into the pot that has been removed from the fire. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You know, as you get older, you're going to be learning Hilchos Bishul, the halachos of cooking on Shabbos. It's very complicated. But there's something called a kli rishon. Kli rishon means the actual pot that was on the fire. Cook soup in a pot on the fire, that's a kli rishon. Even when you take it off the fire and it's still hot, it's called a kli rishon. When you pour it from there into a plate, that plate becomes a kli sheni. There are certain things that will only cook in a kli rishon, not in a kli sheni. Certain things cook in a kli sheni also. Then, let's say you poured it from the pot into a big shisel, like in camp, they have those metal big plates, and you pour it from there into a little plate. So that little plate is a kli shlishi. So even certain things that cook in a kli sheni, but they won't cook in a kli shlishi. Now that may be important to you if you want to know if you can put the challah into the soup, or you want to put the croutons into the soup, and so on. We're not going to go into the halachis now. But the many, many halachis are learned from this sugya in this Mishnah.